Authorities are searching for a missing juvenile. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The Coshocton County Sheriff's Office is actively searching for 15-year-old juvenile Samuel J. Walters. Walters is approximately 5'7", 118 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. Officials have been searching the area of County Road 495 near U.S. 36 after receiving a call of a missing 15-year-old Saturday morning at 12.02 a.m. WTUZ has reached out to the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office for further details and will update this story as more information becomes available. Three businesses are partnering to bring a financial workshop for area residents. Master Your Money, Simple Tips to Improve Cash Flow, will offer methods to reach financial goals. Ohio Means Jobs Communication Specialist Monica Rose Gwynn explains this is the second time they have collaborated with United Way of Tuscarawas and Dover Philly Credit Union to help host this workshop.
We serve so many customers each day that face financial difficulties due to lack of employment or employment-related issues. So we're hoping that this type of workshop will help area residents. We'll basically be giving them the tools and information that they need to help them become financially stable.
The workshop will be held this Thursday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Ohio Means Jobs New Philadelphia office on Monroe Street. Registration is not required, but to do so or for more information, contact their office at 330-364-9777. A local student is one of over 300 students to be named to the Ohio Attorney General Office's Teen Ambassador Board. Participants represent more than 160 schools, and Vanessa Sanders will represent Indian Valley in Tuscarawas County. Attorney General spokesman Dan Tierney says the ambassador program was established in 2014.
The members get to meet in Columbus a few times each academic year, and we provide them with ways to interact with elected officials, with the assistant attorney generals within the office, and generally to have an opportunity to participate in a number of educational events around the state.
The board is open to Ohio high school students.
We have an application process that usually begins in the spring and then usually right before the school year begins, depending on your particular school's calendar. You know, around mid-August is when we start the programming for that academic year.
The Attorney General Teen Ambassador Board gives future leaders an inside look at Ohio law and government. In your state news, Vice President Mike Pence is coming to Ohio to campaign for a two-term Republican state senator who's in a closer-than-expected race for an open U.S. House seat. The Vice President's office confirmed in a release Sunday that Pence plans to attend an event in Newark for Troy Balderson on Monday. Balderson is working to retain GOP control of the 12th District. National Democrats are making a last-minute push for Danny O'Connor in the race that national political observers are calling a toss-up. In sports, the Indians beat the Tigers 8-1 yesterday in Detroit. Melky Cabrera, Yonder Alonso, and Edwin Encarnacion all hit home runs. The Reds shut out the Phillies 4-0, and the Pirates fell to the Mets 1-0. Also yesterday, former Indian Jim Thome and five others were enshrined into the Hall of Fame of Baseball Writers Association of America. Thome, 47, was a first ballot inductee, receiving 89.8% of the vote as a five-time All-Star, Silver Slugger winner, and a 2003 National League home run leader. Tonight, Cleveland is in Minnesota to battle the Twins at 8 o'clock, and Cincinnati and Pittsburgh have the day off. Be sure to stay up to date with the latest sports news by liking Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Now, let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Clouds with some sun today, a humid one, scattered showers and some thunder, especially this afternoon and early this evening. Highs reach the upper 70s near 80 degrees. Overnight, cloudy skies continue, a threat of a few passing showers still possible, a low of 66. And on Tuesday, a warm and humid one. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 82. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring. 99.